T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Drip, drip.
In the Kia Studios.
Drip, drip.
The morning show. John and Hugh. It's the other John. John Chuckery in for John Fricke. John's out today and tomorrow, so we'll have a Friday edition. We'll have some fun on a Friday.
Why would you say that? I thought about fried fish. I don't know why, but I just had a vision of fried fish with some
hot
sauce.
How'd the weather turn so bad so quickly?
I don't know.
Nice, just, yeah. I'm looking. It's like...
It's all rainy and gloomy. Be careful out there, man.
Man, oh, man, oh, man.
Be careful out there.
And then next
there.
Week's not supposed to be great again.
It's supposed to be, like, super cold.
Hey, we invite you to go on our social media, at 929 The Game. In this case, it would be Twitter, because we do have a poll up. Your assessment of Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff's comments from yesterday. How are they making you feel? Feel better about things? Even more confused? Or you're not happy with them right now? So we're going to hear from those guys in just a minute. I will tell you, too, don't forget to engage with us. It's 404-741-0929. That is the phone line and the soon-to-be, yes, it's back, bigger, badder, better than ever, Hugh Douglas. The Solomon Brothers.
Oh, it's Solomon
Brothers. Yeah, okay. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line.
All right.
That is coming back. Not just any old text line. The Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. By the way, too, you can keep up with all of our social media, as I said, at 929 The Game. What do we got? Instagram, there's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's MySpace, there's
something like
Match,
that.
Tinder, Grindr, Bumble. It's all out there for
like
you.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, get all of that there at 929 The Game. He is at BigHugh53. I am at JMCH316 on Twitter, as we've had plenty of shenanigans and nonsense, if you will. Or is that the afternoon show? I can't remember. It's something like that. Anyway. So yesterday, Hugh, we got some commentary from Thomas Dimitroff and Dan Quinn coming off of obviously a disappointing season for the Atlanta Falcons. They're up at the NFL Combine doing their due diligence and doing all of their scouting. Of course, one of the big questions that everybody's asking about Dan and about Thomas is the player of note, Grady Jarrett. What is going to happen with Grady Jarrett? Here's Dan Quinn talking yesterday about trying to get something done with Grady Jarrett.
It's always hard for the fans and for us too, like when football and business intersect. But what we've always said is he is really important to us. Not only does he demonstrate his toughness and his playmaking ability on the field, like he brings leadership off the field. So he has all those traits, you know, like we were talking about, we're trying to find that personality here. So, yeah, we're hoping that as we go through the process with free agency and him, I know those guys are talking a lot and hoping to, you know, get something done.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. That ain't the same conversation. Well, okay, in all fairness, they didn't ask Thomas Dimitroff about that. They asked the head coach, and the head coach gave you exactly what you're supposed to give when you're not involved in the money conversation. Whoever asked coach that question shouldn't ask him. He should ask Thomas Dimitroff, because Thomas Dimitroff, and I'm going back to when he spoke about Matt Ryan and giving Matt Ryan his money. It was a little bit more, you felt a little bit more comfortable. You got it queued up? Look at D. Pull it out, D. Let's hear it.
Where Garoppolo is and how he's performed in the short time as a starter, they did a heck of a job acquiring him, of course. Complicates things, of course. I'm not concerned. Like I've said before, I mean, our focus is on Matt and getting him secured here for years to come. He wants to be with us. We want him to be here. I don't think it's a complicated situation. I think it's a significant situation, and he's a very important part to the organization. So there's no time frame on it right now. We're very aware of what's going on, and I think a lot of quarterbacks right now are really honed in on what's going to be happening in the future.
See, that's what I need to be said about Grady. That's I need that kind of I need that assurance for him. Because what Coach Quinn just told me was that he started out, hey, this is where it gets a little complicated. That is not comforting to me when he says this gets a little complicated. You know what that says to me? He asking for a whole lot of money, and we're really not comfortable giving it to him. That's what I heard.
Franchise tag.
See, that ain't right. That is not right. You can't listen. If you talk about franchise tag, if you franchise tag Grady Jarrett, then don't talk to me about brotherhood. Don't talk to me about family. Don't hit me with family no more. Don't hit me with that. Because that's not the family thing to do. You take care of your own, right? You take care of your own. You just heard the GM, you heard Thomas Dimitroff talk about taking care of his quarterback. Take care of the brightest light that you had on the defensive side of the ball.
Is business business?
Business is business. Okay. I cannot argue that. Was business business when Julio Jones all of a sudden decided to hold out and he twisted your arm and you gave him $2 million and he only held out for what, a day? I'm just saying, man. And again, I have to put this out here, this disclaimer. This ain't got nothing to do with the fact that I think the man mama fine. I'm just saying. He's the best player on the game. I just had to put that out there.
Why do you keep saying
because
that?
Because people think I'm right. I don't want nobody to think I'm out here just ride for his mom.
Did you slide in her DM?
No, I didn't. I see her every time we go to training camp, though. Boy, she got by day.
Okay.
Okay, that was a little bit too much. Okay, my bad.
And Jesse going to beat your tail.
Is she in our age group?
Dare almost got me, but I Dare almost got me.
What?
No, Dare know me well enough to know that I was gonna have a retort, but I'm gonna keep it. You know, I'm gonna keep it.
We'll save that for the podcast. We'll save that for the after show podcast.
No.
What? We can talk
I
about
love
that.
Them both. No, no, no.
We can talk about that in studio in between break. Anyway, let's hear from Dan Quinn as he talks about this to NFL Network, motivating players and trying to get back to the playoffs.
A disappointing year, you have to look back and say, we've got to make the lessons matter.
The lessons matter. What's that mean?
And why were there inconsistencies? Why, you know, did we not play to the level and the standard we've set for one another? It reminds me of a recent story I had with Devondre Campbell. For his time, he hadn't been in a playoff, and he said, you know, it was during the January.
Hadn't missed the playoffs.
Yes, and so he said, hey, man, this sucks.
This sucks?
And watching football now sucks. We have a better team than so-and-so. And I said, I got to stop you there. I said, in 18, we were not a better team than them who are playing. I said, we might have had more talent, but we weren't the better team. And so, like, that's what I wanted to make sure for us to say, this doesn't ever happen again. What lessons do we take from this year and apply to be more consistent as a team, as a group, from leaders? And those are the moments that, like, they've got to matter.
The quote that he gave in his press conference yesterday, it was inconsistencies, not injuries.
See?
That was the bumper sticker that we got yesterday.
And the bumper sticker. And the fact that he just said that, taking lessons from this. If you're the better team, like, you could argue, or one could argue, that, okay, so what was the problem? And I think you alluded to it this morning. Yes, John Chuckery, your hand is raised.
Yeah. We need help on Sundays on our sidelines. We need our sidelines to be as good as the guys that are in between the lines on
Sundays.
Yeah,
but I will say this. I hear what you're saying, and I know where we're going with this, and we're talking about coaching, because if your guys are better, then that means you get out-coached. And maybe that's why Coach Quinn has, you know, fallen on his sword a little bit and said, hey, you know what, I need some help. I need a little bit of help.
I believe, this is me talking, and I'll get you to react, because I want your hot take. I believe that if Dan Quinn is not in the playoffs next year, I don't care, regardless of record, if Dan Quinn is not coaching a team in the playoffs next year, I do not believe he will be here the next year.
Oh, that's not a far stretch. I believe that. I think it would be hard to I think it would be hard for him to be here, because you've made so many wholesale changes, especially when if your defense is underperforming, and well, either side of the ball, if it's underperforming, because you could make an argument that, okay, defensively, you've taken over this defense and they're still underachieving. What's the problem? If that's the case, you're the common denominator. Offensively, right. You've revamped that offense. You've moved guys around, you retooled them, and you're still falling up short. What's the common denominator? You. So we have to, and I know that, you know, it's tough to be in a position where every year you're recycling people or you're changing things, and
that nature. But if that's the case, you go from going to the Super Bowl to being a team that makes it to the playoffs to not making it to the playoffs, and then whatever happens this year, then, yeah, there's going to be some questions that need to be answered.
Thomas Dimitrov also spoke yesterday. Here's Thomas talking about the type of players the Falcons are looking for.
Urgent, and I really believe in this, and you and I have talked about urgent. What I like to phrase more as urgent athleticism, right? Yeah. You see an athlete that's stop, starts, explosive, drives, jumps up for balls. Like, everything about them is urgent. Those are the guys that I think are a very important part of our style.
That's Grady. That's Grady Jarrett in a nutshell. And now the conversation is – and listen, I'm – only thing I'm – I think they're going to get a deal done with Grady. I just don't feel that there should and this is not me saying that they need to give him everything that he's asking for. I'm not saying that. But if Grady Jarrett has been the one bright light on your defense and he plays a position that has to this date – has been a difference changer on most teams. And granted, I know he's not Fletcher Cox. He's not Aaron Donald.
Right.
But he needs to be in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. He needs to be in that neighborhood. Y'all need to figure that out.
But for this franchise, he is that for us.
Yes, exactly.
For this franchise, he is that guy. Right.
And if you're not willing to pay him what he would get on the open market, then there's a problem. That's the problem because you're trying, like, in essence, you don't want to pay him, but you know that if he goes somewhere else, he's going to get that money.
Sure.
That's what I would have a problem with. And so you're like taking a wound with the franchise tag. The franchise tag is a wound. I mean, a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
That you're putting over a gaping wound. Because you don't want to really service the wound the way you want to service it, but you just want to do just enough to slow the bleeding down a little bit. See, that's what a franchise tag is.
The other interesting comment I thought Thomas Dimitrov had yesterday, Hugh, when he was in his press conference, was the fact that he was asked about Tevin Coleman, and he talked about how it's tough to have with Devontae Freeman just getting paid. He said it's tough to have two guys that make a lot of money at that position, which leads me to believe what I think many of us have already known even going into this year, that they're not going to be able to afford to bring Tevin Coleman back for exactly what you just said. Whether you think Tevin Coleman is this or that or whatever like that, when you have a young guy that people think is an RB1 and you put him on the marketplace, somebody is going to overpay him because they will have money to overpay him.
Yes.
Whether he pans out or not, that's a different discussion than I have money, I'm going to roll the dice. Somebody's going to do to Tevin Coleman what we did to Michael Turner when he was backing up LaDainian Tomlinson, is that he didn't have a lot of tire he had a lot of tread on the tire because he hadn't been worn down, and we paid him a lot. Now, for us, it worked out because he came in and is arguably the best free agent signing in the history of the franchise. It worked for this team. Somebody will do that to Tevin Coleman. You hope that Ito Smith can take a step forward. Obviously, you hope Devontae is healthy, because if those two things don't happen,
you're going to be in a hole. But I think that they're also probably going to get a running back in this draft. I think that's a lot to put on two young running backs. If Devontae Freeman isn't healthy, maybe they keep Brian Hill. Maybe he's the answer. Maybe they look in free agency for somebody who can come in and be serviceable. But the thing is this. Like, if you didn't want this to be an issue with Grady, this is something you should have taken care of during the season. You know,
I totally agree.
Listen,
like, you could have avoided
all of this.
Yeah, I would have probably
August.
I would have before we even got in
September.
Yeah, like March of last year.
You know what
I would have
did
last year.
You know what I would have did if it was me, when Grady got a little banged up and he was out for that little spare period of time, I'd have came at him then.
But you know this, Hugh. Teams roll the dice.
Yes,
I mean, when you're a franchise, you have to weigh the bigger picture, and I get it. You roll the dice sometimes, and sometimes those decisions work out. Sometimes they – look, everybody got mad when they extended Matt Ryan the first time in his career. He didn't want – he's not even a free agent. Well, it's better that you did what you did, because he's still your quarterback to this day.
Yeah.
Renters Warehouse brings you this hour of the morning show. When we get back, we got some NFL rapid fire. Ooh, are we gonna get some questions from Arthur, or are we just going around? How does this work? Arthur, are you asking us, or are we just talking? Oh, you're going to ask us questions?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to fire them off to you guys. We're going to try to get in as many as we can.
Okay. Well, I like getting fired at.
Keep it here for all the latest from Florida and our Atlanta Braves.
Catch our exclusive Braves coverage here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back in the Key Studios on the morning show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hugh Douglas, John Chukri in for John Fricke today and tomorrow. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 days, a little Chukri Palooza. Okay, very quickly before we get into this, because something sidetracked, and I'll get everybody's opinion. Hugh, this has been another thing that was brought up to me. This is something my daughter has asked me about, and a couple people have asked me about. Is it too late for me to – people think I should get a tattoo. Is it too late in life to get a tattoo?
I don't think so.
Should Why? I get a tattoo?
What's the purpose, though?
I don't know. My daughter's been asking me. She said, because her mom's got a couple tattoos. I've had other people say, you got to get a tattoo. We ran into some guys Monday night. Some of the guys were buying us drinks that has a tattoo parlor. And he was going to do, I think, one of the Falcons players or something like that. The idea, here was what the idea was.
Just don't
was.
Get one on your back.
Well, here's what the idea was.
Why is that? I'm just saying. I just don't think it looks right for a dude. Like, it all depends. Like, in the small of your back, get one in the small of your back.
Well, dudes don't do the tramp stamp, right? What?
Some cats. I've seen some cats.
What?
I'm not checking out dudes' tats. Right.
I've like seen that. Some cats with some, like, you know, like in the summer when cats, you know, been at the pool or something, they got some weird tattoos, man.
So the idea was to put, like, here on my shoulder a skull and either, like, the smoking skull, like Steve Austin, or put, like, a rattlesnake running through, like, the skull.
Go for it. Go for it.
You think I got to do something like
but
that?
But let me ask you this, though. Does your daughter have a tattoo?
No.
Well,
no,
she's a baby.
Well, like
a baby.
Because like my ex-wife has a couple, and she's always like, "Daddy, how come you don't have a tattoo? You should get a tattoo."
Don't get one, man. I used to get now, a let lot me tell of you tattoos. You can't see mine.
Let
though.
Me tell you what I almost did a long time ago. Ready for this?
Yes.
Back in the old steroid-induced workout at Main Event Fitness and all that good kind of days.
It looked like you worked out at Main Event Fitness, too.
I was so close, Daryl. I almost had that barbed wire tattoo going
if
around.
And that's the one I was getting ready to tell you not to get.
I know.
The Buff
know.
Bagwell joint?
Yes.
Don't ever do that.
I am so thankful now in life I did not do that. But brother, I was that close.
You can't see it, but it's there.
As drunk as I was Monday night, I'd have got 20 years ago if I'd have been like that. I would have gotten it for sure.
Yeah, wow. Man, I'll tell you what, though. The worst part about that is this, that when you get that tattoo, when they get around here to this meat up under your arm, that thing is tender.
Well, I'm not trying to
they
do
had
all
to
that.
Quit. I told him stop. ain't nobody gonna see all that.
But if
so, it don't even connect.
If you did a tattoo connect. And it was your first one, wouldn't that kind of make the? Is that like the most
tattoos
sensible place?
Hurt.
I get it, but I'm asking you from a logistics standpoint. Wouldn't it make the most sense? Like this would be like
yes.
the spot right in here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure you get something you want, man. Because I
no. Know. I mean that would be what I'd get, but yeah. It's more a matter of do I actually go and do something like that.
I thought about getting a tattoo after going through my first round of cancer business.
Uh-huh.
And since I didn't, I don't care if I ever get one now. Is that
Yeah, it's
I
never
can't
been
see you at that age.
It's never been that big of a deal, but people have always asked about, you know, do you have a tattoo or something? This seems to be like the thing that everybody's done at least one or
But Hugh brings up an interesting point, and only because having worked for the Hawks and seeing players come and go, some with tattoos, some not. And some guys with lighter complexion than darker complexion. I've always wondered why the darker complexion guys would get tattoos because you really can't see them.
Waste time. I got one tattoo, and I had enough nerd to put color in it. Guess what?
You still don't see it.
Still don't see that color. Like, you know how when you get like a lion or something, you get the eyes white. Like, no, that white ain't going to last about, what, 3 days? And then once that day start to heal, it just looked like a blotch. On your skin, so it's like, hey, listen, I ain't the only one that goes through this same thing, man. All the dark skinned brothers, you look at their tattoos, you're looking like, what is that? You got to kind of look at it and see.
See, I didn't ruin anything just yet.
Not yet. Oh, so you okay? Man, shoot that J, there, young fella.
What's happening, man? You got to share that with the listening audience.
No, he can't. No. He can't do that.
Nope.
He can't get on the microphone and show and say, look at this, and then don't do that.
Nope.
This is radio.
Nope. Radio etiquette.
Nope.
I think we can figure it out. Now, what if we figure it out? Will you tell us?
Yeah, but we'll talk about it in the podcast after the show. Anyway.
There is no podcast after the show.
What? There's not? We don't have an after show.
False.
Oh, thank goodness. Whew. Got a few things get off my chest. Anyway, Arthur Trish, believe it or not, actually has some NFL rapid-fire questions for us, Hugh. So, Arthur, if you will, please. Do we get any kind of like music underneath or anything like that? We get it like in a music bed?
You didn't, but I guess I would give you one.
Okay. Can we? How about like Snake Eyes, Ocean's 13? That's kind of our good. Oh, okay. This is fine, too. All right.
All right, guys. We'll try to fire through as many of these as we possibly can. Will Antonio Brown, this guy, will he end up in the NFC West or another NFC team since the Steelers seem to want to remove him from the AFC?
I would probably say NFC West, because he'll probably send him to a team that probably does not have a chance of making it to the playoffs anytime soon. So I would probably say the West.
Chuckery?
I'll go NFC West.
And why? Since you're not paying attention?
What?
Excuse me? He's playing with his phone right
now. Yo, I'm going to need that phone.
Hey, if there was ever a time to slide into somebody's business, hey, fellas.
This, can I come get that phone? I need that phone.
This only for those of you who've been listening to us most of the day, you'll understand why John Chuckery's playing with his phone right now. We'll leave it right there. Golden Tate says he would love to join the Patriots. Do they really need him?
Nope.
Need him? No, but would they make him into like first team all pro? Probably. That'd be what they would do with that guy.
Oh, he's probably soliciting the fact that, you know, years are starting to catch up with him a little bit.
Let me tell you what he ain't going to get, though. He ain't going to get no money to go play for them because they ain't going to overpay for him.
He's making a money sacrifice in this situation.
Hey, if the Eagles do not tag, well, they have tagged. They won't tag Nick Foles. So where will he go, you think? Will he make his way to Florida?
I was about to say Jacksonville. I was just going to throw that out there because that's the team that I know needs a quarterback like right now. They need a quarterback like right now.
Between Jacksonville and Miami, who has the better structure?
I would probably say Jacksonville.
Oh, Jacksonville's much closer to Super Bowl winning. They have a Super Bowl caliber roster. They just didn't play like it because your quarterback tank. Their roster is Super Bowl ready. They should have been in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Agreed.
Should the Washington Redskins consider Ryan Tannehill if that's the case?
Why would anybody want Ryan Tannehill? What is the fascination with guys like Kirk Cousins and Ryan Tannehill? They're the most empty stat guys that there are in the league.
But they got paid.
Yeah, they got paid.
Yeah.
But you can't win.
No, I agree.
Like if you're an NFL team, you want a great stat guy, you want to win.
Yeah.
Tannehill can't win.
Speaking of potential trade possibilities, is Le'Veon Bell a possibility to join John Gruden in Oakland?
I think that he'll try to make a play to get him.
Mm-hmm. If Oakland ain't going to pay the guys they got now, Hugh, what makes you think they want to pay him?
I think within reason. They'll probably try to pay him within reason. I've never understood how coaches or GMs, for that matter, go in and say, well, we can't pay this guy, but then they'll give somebody else a ton of money. But I think
you don't want to pay Khalil Mack.
That's my point. Yeah. But I think that their ideal of where – this is what it is. The money that they wanted to give to Khalil Mack, they knew where he was and where they wanted to be. There was no way on God's green earth they were going to get it done. So they looked at it like we need to get something done with somebody else because we're not even in the same ballpark.
Hey, Dave Gettleman's doing a whole lot of talking about Eli Manning of late. Do you think that means – they would like to bring him back, or they're just trying to grease the skids to let him go?
Well, they've got to draft quarterback ASAP, don't they? I mean, Hugh, you can't keep just rolling the dice with who's the kid from Cal that they had? Davis Webb?
Who was that for who?
The backup for the Giants. Is it Davis Webb, the kid out of Cal? That's their backup or whatever like that. I mean,
yeah, that's
am I right on that? Mm-hmm. They need to go get their next top flight quarterback. So if that means Eli gets one more year, fine. Give Eli one more year. But you got to go get your top flight quarterback at some point. You can't keep screwing around in the NFL or your franchise will be way behind.
Now, speaking of quarterbacks, we had an interesting situation develop yesterday with the release of Johnny Manziel from the CFL Montreal Alouettes. As strange as that was, do you think we will ever see Johnny Manziel in an NFL uniform again?
I think we'll see Johnny Manziel in an AAF.
Nope. I'm going to disagree with you.
You don't think he's going to the AAF?
I think he's going to go play for Bob Stoops in Dallas for the XFL.
Damn, he got to wait a whole year for that?
Mm-hmm.
No, he'll probably – well, yeah, because AAF only has like, what, 7 games left?
Go back to Texas.
Yeah, play 10 games.
Bob Stoops is the coach down there, kind of going home. I'm going to say he goes to the XFL and goes and plays. Because if I'm Vince McMahon, I'll do everything possible to get him in there. By the way, you know who the next guy Vince McMahon is going to try to bring in, right? It's going to be Rob Gronkowski as soon as he retires. Gronk's going
to
be
to the wrestling ring, though.
Oh, he's going to bring him into WWE.
I thought you were meaning
XFL. No. If Gronk announced his retirement like next week, he'd be at WrestleMania in a month. I'm telling you.
My last question for you guys. If San Francisco, man, my tongue this morning. If San Francisco, I can't say San Francisco, fails to get Brown, will Odell Beckham be traded to him and be reunited with, or to Cleveland and be reunited with Jarvis Landry?
I cannot see Odell Beckham Jr. getting traded. I'm sorry. I can't see that.
I don't think it, and I can't imagine a franchise, with all due respect, that takes on two super high-priced wide receivers. You just can't dump that kind of money into – I know they got lots of cap space. You can't dump that kind of money into that position when you got glaring holes everywhere else. I mean, just can't do it. Can't do it.
And that's it for NFL Rapid Fire this morning.
All right. That was awesome.
So that was good news, right? That wasn't that bad of a news that I got, was it, Hugh?
No, it wasn't. But – again, I must tell you, just, I understand.
I know.
Like, listen, okay. If there was ever a time to DM slide, yeah. I'd have slid her DM so quick this morning, her head would have spun.
You know what? You better check on ticket prices for that Houston Atlanta game next week.
Yeah, I would. I'd be like, hey, got two tickets. Wouldn't mind if you would accompany me, or I'm telling you, better yet, lunch. But then tickets, you know, she might be a sports fan.
Well, we can always do that next, but I like the Sunflower Cafe.
Yeah.
All right. How disappointing would it be if Atlanta United does get knocked out? We'll talk a little bit about it as we get ready for match day here in Atlanta at Fifth Third Bank Stadium up in Kennesaw. It's the morning show. It's John Chuckery in for John Fricke, Hugh Douglas, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To listen on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Final full segment of the show this morning. Good stuff. It's gone by pretty quickly. Be with you tomorrow. Chuckery in for John Fricke. Hugh Douglas.
Shoot it. Shoot it. What you say? You ain't about to play the glow. You got the glow.
I'm going
to
play the glow going up. You need to glow. That's what you got, that Leroy glow over there right now.
Yeah, man.
You got that glow.
Yeah. I told you.
Shoot it.
Like Jim Ross said, he's walking that walk. He's talking
Shoot the J.
Don't talk about it, Chuck. Going on to do that thing, man.
It won't. Well, that's going to be my job this afternoon. So, that'll be this afternoon.
The time is now, Chuck, man.
I agree. I'm with you. I'm learning.
I know you ain't nervous.
At this point, you know.
Listen,
it is what it is.
See, I've gotten to the point now, I've been rejected so much in my life that I ain't even fazed by rejection anymore.
Dude, listen.
I mean, I don't know. You know, I ain't fazed by rejection.
Hugh, I've built a house with all the bricks that I've shot.
Oh, man, I got a house with a portico share. Look at that. Y'all know a portico. You know, that's the little house. That's the little thing that puts the garage connected to the house. Little portico share. I got that. I'm shooting bricks. I've been shooting them since... Yeah. 95.
Yeah, you could build mansions with the bricks that I've shot.
Yes.
So I'm there with you.
Shoot the J, man. Shoot it.
Okay.
This 2019.
So we'll definitely have an update tomorrow. As the morning show turns.
What about this? Are you not understanding? You can't update it until after like a while. You just got to let it kind of simmer because you can't.
I can just ask yes or no. You can ask. No. What I'm saying is, you guys could just ask the yes or no.
Well, you would say, hey, man, it just went well. Like, if I were you,
okay,
and say, for instance, you did, if it does happen,
okay,
and we say, hey, how did it go? It was cool. Leave it like that. Because at that point, you don't want to get too deep because you just don't know how she might not want her situation.
Right.
She might not want all that, you know. And if I were you, I would keep, you know, the first time, I would keep, you know, the place that I would like to take her to between you and her. I would just do that because, you know, we're in this business where, you know, we're members of the media. Mm-hmm. And
nosy.
You know, and we got some nosy folks. And you don't want nobody throwing salt in your game. You know, so you want to, you know, just that first time, you just want to keep it kind of, you know.
Yeah, light and breezy.
Yeah.
I'm with you on all that.
I would definitely suggest.
Yeah, it feels like something opened, like there was a ray of sunshine or something, right?
Yeah.
Is that a fair assessment?
Jesus is looking out for you. Yeah. Jesus is trying to guide that three-pointer for you. You know, baby, I spent a lot of time.
Because I didn't want to be tied down. I was afraid.
Wait a minute. Darryl went way back with this.
I went to the original.
I was gonna say, wow.
This is for you, Chuck. I want you to play this when you talk to her.
Put the soundtrack underneath all of it. Can't just slide in. You got to put a soundtrack.
You got to put a soundtrack in there, man. Music.
So it can't
touch the heartstrings.
Can't be just the DM. It's got to be a wave file that goes on.
That's right.
Yeah, man. You got to do what you got to do nowadays, man. We work in that business where, you know, we work these long hours, and social media is like the first.
It's a strange new world.
Yeah,
it
man.
Really is.
Who's your favorite artist, by the way?
My favorite musical artist? Yeah. Truthfully, it's Paul McCartney, but, I mean, I listen to everybody and everything. If you've ever listened to Randy and I on the weekends, we do a lot of brown liquor music and all of that kind of
stuff.
Use your
Teddy Pendergrass voice now.
Oh. Did you see that documentary?
Yes, I did.
About him?
I love it. I did not see it.
I love it.
It was great.
It's on Showtime.
Hold up.
I didn't see it. I heard you talking about it last week, though.
Hold up. When he got up on stage and just started saying, let me
tell you. Oh, you talking about with the panties?
I had forgotten about him doing that version of Lady, the Lionel Richie song that Kenny Rogers. I was like, I said, Hugh, I wish I just had a talent of anything. Because that dude would get up on stage and just start singing. And he had me in my feelings just standing up there singing.
He
me, yeah.
Because I forgot, because I always mess this up. Who did he take over for? Was it Harold Melvin?
Well, he was the lead singer of Harold Melvin at the Blue Notes.
Yeah,
and then they screwed him all the money.
Yeah, dude, like Teddy used to have women at shows like going bananas.
Yeah, dude,
like going
bananas. That documentary on it is so good. He's unbelievable. Man, he left us way too early.
The documentary is called If You Don't Know Me. And it will run again on Friday on Showtime Showcase.
I need to record that.
It's on demand, by the way.
It's really good stuff. He's unbelievable, man. I was just like, I wish I just had a talent for anything. Just give me any bit of talent whatsoever.
But
that
was a different time where guys actually had to like in order to be an artist, you had to actually sing.
You had to prove yourself.
Yeah, you had to sing.
Well, he did.
Yeah,
he blew it out of the water.
Yeah, he was pretty dope.
You gonna be disappointed tonight if we don't get this done?
You mean if you don't shoot the J?
Oh,
yes.
Well,
I would be very disappointed. I would be very disappointed.
The man's talking about Atlanta United.
Oh, my bad. I thought we were talking about another game. We were talking about basketball. D3 shooting. Yes, I would be very disappointed. Tonight, will I be disappointed?
He's going to be singing, bad luck, bad luck.
That's what you got. No, tonight, if with Aaron Donald, no, I won't be disappointed. Because I was just talking to, you know, some guys in the bullpen like we do. Aaron Donald's on their 11th match of the season.
Yeah, they're in the middle of their season.
They're in their 11th match. If it doesn't go our way, no, I'm not. I'm more concerned about the actual start of the season.
I still get the CONCACAF thing. Me as just a meathead jabroni, narrow focus fan, I want another MLS Cup.
Yeah.
And so if they lose tonight, I don't look at it that disappointing because, okay, that's out of the way, Hugh.
Now
we're
time
about
to focus
start,
on the,
yeah, about to start conference. Let's go get it.
And not only that, man. This is my education of soccer and how it's going. 10 matches in? Are you kidding me? That's like playing a team in the NFL that's got 6 games under their belt and their offense is rolling, and that's your first game. That you're a little bit behind the gun,
right,
in a sense.
Right.
With your timing and everything.
New coach. Yeah, new coach, new squad.
And
absolutely.
I'm like, I know you want to have a good showing, and that's what I hope for.
I know the organization will be disappointed because they want to be a more global brand than just in Atlanta.
And that's the way that I looked at it, and I understood that because of the emphasis that they put on this. But at the same time, damn, you're behind the eight ball coming into this.
Also, too, Hugh, our long national nightmare is over. As Kyler Murray officially checks in at 5'10" 1/6" and 207 pounds. So he is not 5'9". Dang, I thought Darryl was going to take us out with some Teddy.
No, I told you what I was going to take you out with.
Okay,
I'm a man of my word.
No. Okay, all right. Maybe we get some Teddy when we come back.
Maybe.
All right, I guess we wrap things up. Time to go to work. A handoff to Rick and John. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.